Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we've got a really interesting set of sources lined up, focusing on something, well, pretty fundamental, your mattress.
Absolutely. We're diving into the Dream Phone Essential Mattress today.
Yeah, and our source material for this one is pretty thorough. It's built around a big review from Mattress Advisory.
That's right. And what's great about this is Mattress Advisory didn't just test it themselves. They pulled together insights and, you know, actual user feedback from a bunch of other trusted places.
Like Mattress Clarity, Tom's Guide. Who else?
Sleepopolis. CNET.
Yeah.
A good mix.
Okay, so the goal here, our mission, is to sift through all that, get past the shiny marketing stuff, and really understand what people actually felt sleeping on this thing.
Exactly. The good, maybe the less good. So you can get a clearer idea if it might be the right fit for you.
Right. Let's unpack it then. Where do we start? Maybe the big takeaways.
Yeah, let's do that. So high level, the sources consistently point out it's very affordable. That's a big plus.
Definitely catches the eye.
And you get a surprising amount of choice. For the price, 5 different firmness levels, different height options too. That's not typical.
Okay, affordability and options, check. But how does it actually feel?
Well, that's where it gets more nuanced. It gets flagged as a potentially good choice for back and stomach sleepers. It seems to offer pretty solid support for them.
But I sense a but coming.
Huh, yeah. The but is for side sleepers. Several sources highlighted feedback about pressure points building up, shoulders, hips, the usual spots.
So maybe a bit too firm for many side sleepers.
That seems to be the consensus from the tests they looked at, yes. And another point that came up was motion isolation.
Ah, the couple killer. Or saver, depending.
Right. And here, the feedback suggests it's a bit of a mixed bag. You might expect an all-foam mattress to really deaden movement, but...
But it doesn't always.
Apparently not perfectly. Some of the foam layers seem to have a little bounce, a bit of responsiveness, which means movement can travel across the bed.
So if you're a light sleeper with a restless partner, might be an issue.
It's definitely something the source has flagged to consider, yeah. Maybe not the absolute best for minimizing disturbances.
Okay. What about sleeping hot? It has gel memory foam, right? That usually means cooling.
It does have gel swirl memory foam and open cell tech, supposedly for airflow. But the user feedback cited mainly described the feel as neutral.
Neutral meaning not hot, but not cool either.
Exactly. It doesn't seem to trap heat badly, which is good.
Yeah.
But don't expect that actively refreshing, cool-to-the-touch sensation some mattresses aim for.
Gotcha. And edge support sitting on the side of the bed.
The sources, like CNET, called it pretty average for an all-foam mattress. There isn't a reinforced border or anything.
So you might sink in if you sit right on the edge to put your shoes on.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But interestingly, the sources also mentioned that when sleeping near the edge, people didn't report feeling like they were about to roll off.
Oh, that's important. So the usable surface area is still pretty good.
Seems like it, yes. You can spread out.
Okay, let's dig a bit deeper into that comfort piece, especially the side sleeper issue. You mentioned Mattress Clarity found it too firm.
Yeah, they specifically mentioned pressure points. The concern raised across a few sources is that for side sleepers, it might not contour deeply enough around the shoulders and hips.
Which could lead to misalignment, maybe some aches.
Potentially, yes. Huh? Especially over the long term. And there was also some feedback related to stomach sleepers.
Oh, what was that?
Well, for some stomach sleepers, maybe lighter ones or just those more sensitive to it, there was a note that the hips could sink in a bit too much.
Causing that hammock effect, pulling the spine down.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Potentially leading to some lower back strain. So the takeaway seemed to be, while it's marketed broadly, it might not hit the sweet spot for everyone, particularly side sleepers needing more cushion and maybe some stomach sleepers needing very specific hip support.
Right. But then here's where it gets really interesting, isn't it? Because other feedback seemed much more positive on support.
Exactly. Tom's Guide had a tester who slept primarily on their stomach and called this mattress perfect.
Perfect. Even comparing it to pricier beds.
Yep. Even said it was better than some more expensive innerspring models they'd tried. Total contrast.
Yeah. Okay. And what about their main tester?
They were primarily a side sleeper, preferred something softer, but still said they slept just fine on it.
So it really highlights how personal mattress feel is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the underlying structure is key here. The sources point to that 6-inch high-density foam base layer.
That's the foundation providing the main support.
Right. It's designed to prevent excessive sinkage and help keep the spine aligned. The idea is it molds enough, but still supports. This seemed to be why it works well for those back sleepers and maybe those stomach sleepers who liked it.
Especially within certain weight ranges, perhaps.
That comes up later, yes. The sources do suggest weight plays a role, like maybe 130 to 230 pounds for back sleepers finding a good balance.
Let's talk firmness ratings then. Sleepopolis tested the firm medium, right? What did they rate it?
They put it around a 7 out of 10 on the firmness scale.
Which is a touch firmer than the industry standard medium firm, usually like a 6.5.
Exactly. But crucially, remember, Dream Foam offers 5 levels. They range from a soft medium rated about a 4, all the way up to a firm at an 8.
So that 7 out of 10 for the firm medium makes sense why some found it firm, especially if they were expecting something closer to a true medium.
Precisely. And your body weight is huge here. Someone heavier is going to compress that top layer more, feel more contouring, potentially more relief.
Whereas a lighter person might feel like they're floating on top.
Could be, yeah. Less sinkage, less contouring feel. The sources really suggested that people who carefully matched the firmness option to their sleep style and weight tended to be, well, much happier.
And you have time to figure that out with the trial period.
Yep, 120 nights.
Yeah.
So you can really test if you got the firmness right for you.
Okay, let's switch gears slightly. Off-gassing. That new mattress smell some people worry about.
Good news on that front, apparently. The sources were positive. Tom's Guide specifically noted, no unpleasant smell, even for someone with a sensitive nose.
And they could sleep on it right away?
First night. Yep. It aired out quickly.
That's a big plus.
It really is. And importantly, the sources highlighted the certifications. CertiPR US certified foams.
Meaning made without certain harmful chemicals?
Right, like formaldehyde, heavy metals, certain flame retardants, and also GreenGuard Gold certified.
Which relates to indoor air quality.
Exactly. Low VOC emissions. So it gives you peace of mind about what you're breathing in all night.
Okay, we touched on cooling the gel foam, the neutral feel. Anything more to add there from the sources?
Just to reiterate, the design includes cooling elements, the gel infusion, the open cell structure for airflow. The intent is there.
But the real-world experience reported was just adequate.
Pretty much. Didn't overheat, didn't feel actively cool. Just, well, neutral temperature regulation. Fine for many, but maybe not for very hot sleepers seeking strong cooling.
Got it. What about responsiveness? Does it feel like quicksand, or can you move easily?
Sleepopolis described it as having that classic memory foam in the bed feel. You sink in a bit, it contours.
So not very bouncy.
No, they characterized its responsiveness as limited.
And why does that matter for someone listening?
Well, the sources suggest it might not be the best pick for combination sleepers.
People who toss and turn a lot?
Yeah. If you change positions frequently, a mattress with limited responsiveness can make it feel like more effort to move. You know, you have to kind of pull yourself out of the indentation.
Compared to something with springs or latex, maybe?
Exactly. Those tend to be much bouncier and easier to move around on.
Okay, and let's circle back one last time to motion transfer. Mattress Clarity's finding was kind of surprising for foam.
It was a bit counterintuitive.
Mm.
Their take was that, despite being firm, some layers had enough bounce or responsiveness that vibrations from movement weren't completely absorbed.
So movement could still ripple across.
To some extent, yeah. More than they expected, leading them to conclude.
That it might not be the best bet for couples sensitive to movement.
That was their assessment, yes. If one partner is easily woken up, this might not isolate motion well enough for them.
Okay. So, pulling all these threads together, what's the big picture on the Dream Foam Essential based on these sources?
It really emerges as a mattress with clear strengths,
yeah,
but also definite limitations, depending heavily on what you need.
Strengths being the price, the customization.
Absolutely. And seemingly good potential for back sleepers, particularly in that sort of 130, 230 pound range, based on the sources, and maybe for some lighter stomach sleepers too, if they get the firmness right.
And the potential downsides.
Primarily the risk of it being too firm and causing pressure for side sleepers. Then there's the variable motion isolation for couples, the limited responsiveness for combination sleepers.
And the neutral cooling.
Right. It just really drives home how vital it is to match the mattress characteristics to your specific sleep habits, your body type, and what you personally cannot compromise on.
Like, if top-tier motion isolation is non-negotiable for you as a couple, maybe this isn't the one, despite the price.
That seems to be what the sources suggest, yes.
Yeah.
But the affordability and the options are still major draws.
Did the sources mention anything else useful, like longevity or warranty?
Yeah, a few things. Expected lifespan seemed to be around 5 to 7 years, which kind of aligns with the price point.
Makes sense.
It's noted as hypoallergenic. We mentioned the CertiPure US and GreenGuard Gold certs. Oh, and importantly, it's apparently not recommended for adjustable bases.
Good to know. Needs a flat, solid foundation.
Right. And expect 24 to 48 hours for it to fully puff up after unboxing. And again, that 120-night trial is your safety net.
Okay. So thinking about all this, the conflicting reports, you know, one person's perfect is another's pressure point nightmare.
It's very subjective.
It really is. So a final thought for you listening. Given this variety of experiences from the sources, how much weight do you personally put on subjective comfort feedback versus maybe more objective things like firmness ratings or those health certifications?
Yeah, and what trade-off would be the deal breaker for your sleep? Is it motion transfer? Is it needing that plush feel for side sleeping?
Lots to consider there. Definitely food for thought.
Indeed.
All right, that brings us to the end of this deep dive. Thanks for tuning in.